Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over another rookie mistake you can make out there when you're starting in the pool business. And this is when you run out of chemicals on your pool route. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to prevent this from happening to you. And believe me, I've done this a few times myself. And it's one of those things where you're kind of just kicking yourself. So listen to this podcast and learn some tips on how not to run out of chemicals while you're working out there on your route. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So I guess the first question is, how do you know how many chemicals actually carry on your truck week to week in between going to your supplier? And depending on your area, you may be close to a supplier, so this may not be critical, it just may be highly inconvenient because you have to go in and pick up the chemicals in the middle of your route. Or you may not have anything close to you, which is the case in a lot of areas where you have to drive 20, 25 minutes to get your supplies and then wait in line to get reloaded on your chemicals. So how much chemicals should you carry and how much should you stock? I think you could stock a variety of different chemicals that are very long lasting, and that way you have a backup of chemicals and won't run out. The number one chemical that I run out of on my route in the summer is liquid chlorine, because I can't really carry too much on my truck. I have a small bed. It's a 5-foot bed. It's a Nissan Frontier extra cab or a crew cab. So the bed is not the biggest bed on any of any truck out there. So I usually carry about 3 cases of liquid chlorine on my truck every day when I go out there. But there's other chemicals you can stock so that if you do run out of liquid chlorine, you'll have a backup. And these have a really long shelf life, so you can actually buy these in bulk and store them on your property to be used when you need them. So there's the CalHypo, and I prefer getting the bags because these seem to last longer. And they're more convenient to use in an emergency to have the 1-pound bags versus the 25-pound or 50-pound bucket of the CalHypo. So buy a couple boxes of the CalHypo Shock and keep those somewhere where they're going to be dry. And then, of course, I always carry about a dozen of them on my truck with me so that I have the CalHypo there. And then my supplier carries Super Shock Quick, which is a trichlor shock, and these are very long lasting also. They come in a 40 bags per case of these, and so definitely want to stock up on this. They're convenient, they're compact, and you can throw about 10 or 12 of these in the back of your truck also at a time. And then liquid chlorine, you really can't stock up too much on this, depending on how many you can get delivered at one time. They do have a shelf life also, so you don't want to have, 100 cases back in your backyard, because they'll get weaker over time. They don't really last, they're not really made to last that long. And so you want to keep your stock fresh with liquid chlorine, so you want to pick that up every week. And so you don't want to have a big stock of liquid chlorine in your backyard, because it's not going to last you 2 or 3 months. And of course, you want to make sure that if you have tablet pools, you have a 50-pound bucket of tablets back there. You can use this in between restocking your clients. Typically in my area, the pool companies will sell a 50-pound bucket of tablets or 25-pound bucket of tablet to the client, and you'll keep that tablet bucket on premises there for the client. So they actually pay for their tablets at the beginning of the season. It's a good way to cut down on chemical costs, because supplying the tablets is a big drain on your finances or your chemical costs in the summertime. So I always sell the customer a bucket of tablets. But it's always good to have a bucket of tablets in your backyard in case the customer were to run low or run out. You would still have those tablets available to add to the pool. And so I'll go back to how much chemicals you should carry each day on your truck. And you should carry a sufficient amount of chemicals for twice the amount of pools on your route. That doesn't make a lot of sense to you if you're starting out, but there are some days where the pools may just get totally toasted by heavy use, especially in the summer. Here, when it's like 90 to 100 degrees, people are just killing their pools. Also, the heat will allow the chlorine to burn off quickly, and then you'll run into problems out there at certain pools where maybe the pump wasn't running, or the customer has a variable speed pump and they left it off all week, or you may just have algae blooming, and you'll find yourself using a lot more chlorine than you ever thought you would use out there in the summertime. So I suggest carrying enough chlorine for twice the dosage for all the pools on your route. So say, for instance, you have a route of 15 pools, then you want to carry at least 30 chlorine items so that you can use 2 per pool. So 2 gallons of liquid per pool, 2 bags of shock per pool. That may sound extreme, but the title of this podcast is How Do You Prevent Yourself from Running Out of Chemicals Out There While You're Doing Your Route? And believe me, by having 2 times the amount per pool on your route, you won't run out of chemicals each day if you keep this formula. I know it's extreme, but in the summertime, you're going to have this extreme formula to prevent yourself from running back and forth to the pool store or getting extremely desperate and like crushing a 3-inch trichlor tablet to make chlorine. Not that I've done that, but that's an option. I'm just kidding. I have done that before. But you definitely want to make sure you have plenty of chlorine on your truck so you don't have to do that and do any kind of MacGyver stuff like that. And so definitely have two chlorine products per pool per day. And I can guarantee you're going to be fine at that point. So the bags of shock, the Cal Hypo, the trichlor shock. You may even want to carry a bucket of dichlor on your truck. Just be aware that the trichlor shock and the dichlor has cyanuric acid in it, so you don't want to overuse it. But in the summertime, I always carry a 50-pound bucket of dichlor on my truck as kind of like the emergency chlorine so that I never run out. So carrying 2 chlorine products per pool per day, and then I carry a bucket of the 50-pound dichlor granular on the back of my truck. So this is sufficient. So now I've learned my lesson from the past of running out of chemicals. The dichlor is a great stopgap because it's very long-lasting too. It has a shelf life of probably about 2 years. So if you don't use it all up in one season, you can use it on your truck for the next season. It's probably like $150 for a 50-pound bucket of dichlor at your wholesaler. But it's definitely worth having that on there because a little bit of dichlor goes a long way. So if you ever used dichlor before, you know you don't need too much of it to get a residual chlorine level in a pool. So carrying all this on your truck may seem like overkill, but it's really not. Another key factor is to always reload your truck every day and try to get a routine when you're going to reload your truck, either when you pull into the driveway when you get home, and that's when I typically do it. When my day is done, I'll quickly open my gate and reload my truck at that moment because I know that if I don't, I'll get busy, I'll be running errands or something will come up, and then the next day I'll leave without reloading my truck. I also keep a running list of the chemicals that I'm going to need to reload in my truck. So I kind of eyeball my truck during the day. Near the end of the day, I'll look and see what I need. Do I need some more algicide in there or phosphate remover or what chlorine do I need to restock it with? And so I generally will restock my truck right when I pull in my driveway when I'm finished with my day. I'm kind of tired sometimes in the summer. It's really hot, but I find it's easier to go out there when it's really hot anyway. You're already out there working. And so to go into the house and cool off and then go back out and stock your truck up later, sometimes things interrupt that. And this is a good way to run out of chemicals if you don't restock your truck with a typical or a set routine of restocking it. So always have some kind of routine, either restock it in the morning before you take off or restock it in the afternoon when you get back. But it's critical to always restock your truck every day, even if you think you have enough chemicals because you didn't use too many of them. I always make a note to always restock the truck when I pull into the driveway. And so in summary, you may feel like you're just way crazy with the chlorine in your truck, but trust me, if you have not been through a summer season in your area, Texas, Florida, Arizona, California, you may be amazed at how much chlorine you're going to use in one day, depending on how badly the route gets hit. And I've gone some days where I've used like 20 chlorine products on 10 pools. I mean, it's just a crazy thing sometimes in California, the amount of chlorine that you can use in the summertime. And don't underestimate how much chlorine you can use during the summer. It's going to really be an eye-opener for you if you have not made it through a summer season yet. And you definitely want to keep your truck as stocked up as possible. You don't want to run out of chlorine because then you're going to be stopping your route, running to the store. It's a big time waster. It's very frustrating, and it's something that is, you don't want to do. And it doesn't need to happen if you take the precautions and just overstock your truck with chlorine every week or every day. And also make sure you order your supplies and keep a good stockpile in your backyard. The last thing you want to do is run out of chemicals in your backyard or your storage area or your storage shed, because sometimes the supplier runs low on chlorine. Last year, my supplier ran out of liquid chlorine. It happens a lot in the summertime. They'll run out of shock. And so always order extra of the products that you have on hand in your backyard or storage area so that you can reload your truck without worrying about, is the driver going to bring chlorine today, or are they going to have chlorine in stock when I go in there? Always have a good backup. So when I get down to one box of shock, I always reorder my chlorine at that point. I never wait until I have maybe 10 bags of shock left. I never wait to when I'm down to like one or two cases of liquid chlorine. I definitely reorder when I'm down to like four or five cases of liquid chlorine, or when I'm down to one full 40 bag box of shock. I'll reorder my chlorine ahead of time. And so keep that in mind too. Your supplier may also run low on chlorine in the summertime. So you don't want to be scrambling looking for chlorine somewhere. Just make sure you have your stockpile stocked up all summer long. And I hope I don't sound too paranoid in this podcast, but I've run out of chlorine on my route. I've also had the supplier run out of chlorine, so you couldn't deliver it. So this does happen. So just keep that in mind. So definitely stock up is the key word here. So if you are looking for more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. You can also find links to the other podcast episodes from my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And there's an ebook available for $9.99. And if you do a pool service for a living and you want more one-on-one help with your business, definitely check out my coaching program. For as little as $10 a month, you can text me in real time. And there's a lot of great benefits with the coaching program. You can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.